It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So there you go. The report from Bert Breer, which was then confirmed later in the week, or maybe not confirmed, but co-signed later in the week by Tommy Curran on our airwaves, on our show, that the Crafts were looking for some help, looking for a little assistance, a little guidance to make sure they don't repeat some of the mistakes that they made with Mac Jones. By the way, there's people on the internet mad that we even asked them about it. That I don't understand why you'd be mad about that. It's a story. It was out there. And I wanted to hear his reaction to it, if he even had one. And he didn't really have one. He gave you the boilerplate answer. He said, well, you know, the guys are doing a great job, and I haven't really heard much about that. And that's basically what I was expecting him to say. But that wasn't asked to, like, hey, you're going to rip your coaches, or do you think your coaches stay or anything? It was, there's a story about you. I mean, it's about him. And what do you think about it? I mean, it's a very – I'm surprised there was any sort of backlash at all.
And the Texas – sorry, Andy, but the Texas saying, like, oh, it's been debunked. No, it really hasn't.
It's not been debunked.
They're not
going to
come out and say, yes, we are. We're totally looking for help.
How could it be debunked? Like, what are we talking about?
Right. No, it's not been debunked at all. It's been denied.
Right.
He denied it. But
it's like when I say I'm not sure.
There's been stronger – I mean, that wasn't a very – listen – Alex Van Pelt was asked about it, and he said, no, we don't need any help.
Right.
He didn't say, not true, or that's fake, or whatever.
He was annoyed to the point where it almost validated it.
Yeah.
Or at least he thinks there could be truth to it.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, because if you just, if you think something is total BS garbage, don't you just kind of, like, ignore it, not really care? He seemed like he was pushing back against it, but the reality is Drake May is a kind of a spokesman for the team.
Mm-hmm.
That comes with the starting quarterback role. And he's the centerpiece of the story.
Right.
Like, they want him to be best he can be. They want to develop him the best way. Obviously, ask him. And you asked it, and I knew it was going to elicit a softball response.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because he's been so adamantly supportive of Alex Van Pelt.
Right.
And that's where we kind of got into, I asked him about, like, being the good soldier type thing. And, you know, he says it goes back to his parents. If your parents told you to do it, you do it. And it's funny because I keep going back to this. I think his mentality would have fit so well with Bill Belichick.
I agree. And it's a shame because Bill wouldn't have drafted him.
Right. It's this weird, like, ironic, I guess. Alanis, check that for me. Not sure. But he ends up with the coach who set his whole program saying, you know, kids today are why people. In my day, you could just tell somebody to do it. Now they ask why. And now he's got a franchise quarterback who's like, no, if you tell me to do it, I'll do it. Because it's like, you're like my mom and my dad. You tell me to do it. It's the right thing to do.
It's like rain. On your wedding day.
Yeah, it's true.
Or the good advice that you just didn't take, which none of that stuff's actually ironic.
No, I know. That's why I always use her.
So Alanis, she's not the one you'd ask about because she got them all wrong. Yeah, I mean, she had no idea. Great song, though. Great video. Remember that video with the four Alanises in the car and they're driving around? That was a great video.
Is that the one where she has the long hair covering her nude body?
No, that was not that song. I know what you're talking about, but it wasn't that one. Isn't it ironic is when they're driving, it's like four of them. And they're all wearing different colored sweaters.
Oh, yeah, I do remember that.
They're all driving around in the car, remember?
They have hats on?
Yes.
Winter hats and everything?
They have different colored hats on.
I do remember that.
I don't even know why I like that video so much, but I like that video.
Yeah,
it was a good video.
I thought that was like a creepy guy thing where, like, she looked hot or, like, something, and it wasn't.
Well, I was, like, 13 when it came out, so
did you
I probably.
Thing for her?
I mean, you know, sure.
Had a thing for anything that moved.
I basically did. She scared me, though.
Puby.
Like, when You Oughta Know came out, like, that was intimidating for a teenage boy to hear all that stuff. You know, you hear the song now and it's still kind of intimidating. Like, she was out there. She was
putting
that out
there. A lot of Alanis
takes
stuff.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, listen,
I didn't see this coming.
That
song in reference.
That song was a mega hit. I mean, song was a monster.
The whole album
everywhere.
Jagged Little Pill, right?
Yeah. And that, but You Oughta Know, which first of all was about Dave Coulier. Did you know that?
I did not.
Yeah. Dave Coulier, they dated and then they broke up. And then she wrote the most angry, bitter breakup song.
Is that the one about in a movie theater and
yes.
stuff?
Yes.
Are
there?
You
in the
thinking
theater.
Of me?
Yes. Easy. All that. Yes. That's about Uncle Joey. Or not Uncle Joey. What was his name on the show? Not Joey.
Jesse.
No. It was Joey, yeah. Right. And Jesse was Jesse. John Stamos was Jesse. Yes, right, of course. But yeah, that's who that song was about,
okay?
Which cut it out, you know? That
yes.
guy drove
and
Alanis Morissette.
He had like a bear puppet or something later, and he
yes.
had like a morning show mm-hmm. or something, did the weather, the whole thing.
Absolutely.
How'd we get here?
Alanis Morissette is how we got here.
Yeah,
and things that are ironic. And it is, in
and
a way,
being chastised by emailers and texters because
and
apparently
that, yeah.
we asked the starting quarterback a question about the organization going outside the organization to develop the starting quarterback.
Right.
Weird, I know. It's
very
like,
weird.
It's like it's actually relevant to the topic.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I do the – where does this go?
This?
No. Like
the topic
the
we're talking
topic.
About right now?
Where, like – has the pushback from Van Pelt and Mayo, does that, like, basically tell the executive level, like, how about we don't do this? We don't need this. Or are they still going to do their thing and this still could be a something that comes into play come second week of January when they're done playing? Like, how do you feel like this? Is this a negative? Has this created some internal issue? Mayo was annoyed, right?
Oh, yeah. You could tell that ruffled his feathers.
Yeah, that's
that
what
definitely
I thought,
ruffled his feathers, and not in a way that it's like, oh, this isn't true and I can't believe they're making up stories, in a way that was like, I don't, you know, this shouldn't be the case. That's basically what he was saying. He said it's not true, but he was like, isn't he developing well? Don't you guys think he's developing well? Can't you validate my development of him and
right.
the good job that we're doing? Why would they be looking for extra help? And it's like, okay, great. Like, I kind of agree with you, but that's not a question for Greg Hill. It's a question for the Crafts, right? Like, if the story is accurate, and I believe Breer and I believe Kern, I have no reason to think that those guys would make something up or that they would just pull a story out of thin air. So I'm sorry. Gerard Mayo has more incentive to say that's not true than those two guys have to report it.
Is it possible that it just sort of got lost in translation, inflated to more than it was? You know,
that's possible, sure,
you know,
yeah.
An owner, a Jonathan, a Robert, they're with a lot of people. Is it possible, you know, owners' meetings, they're all there.
Mm-hmm.
Just like, hey, how did you guys, you know, Jordan Love or whatever, whoever you want to ask about. And then that just kind of got back to Breer, and it's like, well, they're not really, they were kind of just talking.
Right, they're not holding job interviews.
Like,
you know?
Right,
yeah,
like,
they were just talking, yeah.
I mean.
It's possible.
Isn't, yeah. I
like your earlier theory.
Ooh, what was it?
It wasn't a specific theory, but it was the idea that this all leaked. Because some of the people that they were talking to maybe wanted that don't have a job right now or don't have a job that they like. And they know that if they...
Like Josh.
Put it out there. Someone like Josh, sure. Someone like Patricia or someone like Judge or who anybody that has a connection to the Patriots.
Not those
sort
two.
Of,
stay away.
I would prefer not those two as well. I would be okay with Josh, but I think even that is sort of just dredging back the past. I'd rather you go with somebody new who's a bit more, I don't know... Maybe a bit less grating on his players than Josh McDaniels. But again, that's, you know.
But what if he's with Alex Van Pelt, who isn't grating, is
that's
really,
true.
Really nice? Like, could you? And I would understand.
And if it's just to be like the assistant quarterback coach or something, but like if you're talking about a new offensive coordinator or something along those lines. And listen, I wouldn't have a problem with it being Josh. I just think that in general, one of my biggest complaints with this new era of the Patriots is that they just keep hiring their old friends. And those guys haven't had a ton of success outside of these walls, and lately they haven't had a lot of success inside the walls. So, you know, like, once Brady left, I feel like the shine came off a lot of these guys.
But I think my issue here, and I think maybe why Gerard is defensive, but he can't really go down this road, I can. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Drake May's development is the least of this team's problems.
Agreed.
Literally.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's what I want to do later in the week. I want to revisit Patriots pillar power rankings.
Okay.
Because I think we're significantly enough into the season where there may be some
I'd have to go back and
changes
listen
there.
To what my first ones even
yeah,
were.
Yeah, when you do that, could you listen to mine too and let me know?
Sure.
Because I always think, but
I don't remember when we did it.
There is just an interesting evolution here, I feel like, in mm-hmm. terms of Elliott and coaching and May, whatever. My point would be that personnel, bigger question. Guy, like actual on-field personnel, bigger mm-hmm. issue. Guy making the decisions in personnel, bigger issue.
Yep.
Coaching as a head coach, setting the tone for the organization, being a spokesman, setting the culture, is an issue. There's almost everything else is an issue other than Drake May's development. That's where I'm with Gerard. Because if you just look at the facts of the situation, mm-hmm. he has developed quite nicely in a very short period of time with very limited opportunities to display his skills.
Yeah.
So that would annoy me too. It's almost like if you're Gerard, you don't want to say, you know what we really need? Better assistant head coach to help me make decisions during games when it's mm-hmm. fourth and two.
Right.
And you can't say that.
No. But that, I mean, listen, you don't want to make it seem like you need help.
Right.
You don't want to make it seem like you're in over your head. You don't want to make it seem, and these are things that people have said about Gerard Mayo all year long. I mean, you know, this is exactly the type of criticisms that you know he's been hearing because he hears everything and he admits it. You know, all this noise gets through. Sometimes he lies and says, like, ah, now we try and block it out. You don't block right. out anything. You hear it all. And that's something people have been saying all year. And now it's coming to fruition in reports from ownership, who he thinks or he claims to have a strong relationship with. And he should think he has a strong relationship with them. They hired him. They gave him this 5-year plan. It was a whole thing. I think maybe in some ways he was a little blindsided, right? Like, oh, wait, I didn't know about this.
Right.
It's false. It's not true. Yeah, we're developing him just fine. You don't know what you're talking about. Like that type of thing, right? That's what you say. If you're confident and you're secure about it, you don't react like that, I don't think. I'm trying to be an amateur psychologist now.
Right.
But doesn't that, right, you just said it, like, You blow it off. You say, yeah, that's not true.
Correct.
You don't get upset.
Like if they said they're going to replace me with Howard Stern on this show.
Right.
Pretty sure I wouldn't pay any knowledge to it because unless they suddenly have $500 million like satellite radio does to pay him, I don't think Howard Stern's coming in
yeah.
here.
Yeah, and then he'd be paying two hosts $500 million.
That's true.
That's
a good
insane.
Point. Host one and host two would then be $500 million man.
Howard probably wouldn't like being host two, but you know.
It is what it is.
It is what it is.
Two yeah. liberal weenies, though, talking. Holy true. Moses, that show would be a tough listen.
Mm-hmm. Air America.
But what's bigger? If you find out that ownership is calling around, or you ask them about it, they tell you it never happened, and then you find out they lied to you. Isn't that the bigger issue?
Sure.
Do you think they lied to him?
Yeah.
Long pause.
Yeah, really no, I had to think about that. That was a good question. I think probably, yeah.
He's so adamant.
Or maybe they said, don't worry about it. It's not true. These guys make stuff up without actually denying it, without actually saying, no, come on, it's the media. You know the media. Don't worry about that stuff.
Whatever,
you just worry about coaching, Gerard, like, you know, but whatever, they don't actually deny it.
Whatever they said, he went on the radio and said, not true, never happened. Like, he was pretty adamant.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess you're right. Maybe it gets lost in some interpretation, but that's what would really bother me if I were Gerard. It's one thing if I go, because I think he thinks he has a good relationship with Thunder.
Mm-hmm.
And that Thunder and he are tied, and there's some strength in their bond, and that's he's probably leaning on that to keep his job and believe there's a foundation here and all that. If I find out you lied to me, I feel like we're kind of going down the road of this isn't going to work.
Yeah.
If he doesn't trust him, that's what tears organizations apart, in my opinion. The
Agreed.
Coach, the GM, and the owner, when you start having like alliances, like it's Survivor, and like the GM is with the owner, but the coach is out, or the coach is bad-mouthing the GM, and then the GM is out, like...
Mm-hmm.
When you start to have trust issues between that power structure, you're going down the road of this ain't working.
Definitely. And also, this whole thing implies that they don't like the way he's being developed, right?
But
that
does he have to?
Kind of, yes. If they think that someone else has to come in and do something that they're not doing, then yes. I mean, that means you're not doing what we want you to do. Or we're not comfortable with the way things are going enough, so we think we need a little extra help for you guys and something like that, right? What?
Okay, so let me take another example. Because I don't necessarily think that's true. I think you can be happy with the current rookie development.
Then why mess with it?
Because maybe you have questions. Like, you want to maximize. You want to do the best you can. The Houston Texans, having a little bit of a step back year, maybe it's not quite perfect. Maybe mm-hmm. it's not quite as good. Nick Caserio worked here for a long time.
Well, it'll be 7-4 after they wax the Cowboys tonight.
Yeah, well, yeah. But is it possible you would just talk about how have you handled year two? You guys did a great job. We're not even saying Drake May is there, but how have you guys tried to maximize year two or continue the evolution, right? Like,
well, we know what they did. They signed Steph Diggs. Like, they went all out. Yeah.
And that's fine.
Right.
But, like, you can't ask that question. This is where I think, in some ways, the sensitivities of Van Pelt or Mayo could be over the top. That's where I wouldn't have denied it. And again, we're doing a lot of speculating, lies, denials.
100%.
But I would have said, yeah, I was talking to people about next year, like how we could maximize year two. Gerard, you said it yourself. Year two is the biggest jump. Bill had always believed that. You think that's going to happen to you. We're looking at it the same way. We want the biggest jump for this whole regime. You, AVP, May, and if we need to do something different to get that jump, this is what we want to do. Because that's where I think Bert Breer was very vague in sort of the way he reported.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we don't even know who made the calls.
Right.
The Crafts.
Right.
How many phones did it take? Because they're two people. Like, were there a speakerphone? Were they both on the call?
Was it even a call? Was it a meeting?
Was it rubbing elbows? Was it at golf? Was it at Mar-a-Lago? Was it at wherever the hell? Did they talk to Trump? Did they, like, I have no idea how this, so I think.
Love the Drake. Develop the Drake.
I could see him loving Drake.
I could see him loving Drake for sure.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, pretty much everybody. Add him to the list.
Everyone loves Drake.
Why not?
Except that caller.
Except that one caller from the earlier in the day. Yeah, other than that, everybody loves the Drake. It's true.
You're a hypothetical. That might be the greatest comeback in the history of sports.
I mean, how do you respond to that? Someone hits you with, you're a hypothetical. What are you supposed to do? It's like you're a towel in South Park. You know, there's no, no coming back from that. Checkmate. Checkmate, libs.
You're a hypothetical.
There you go.
Classic.
617-779-7937. Anything else before we get to odds and ends, Andy?
No, we've talked about these couple times as they go through this trying season. I do think this could be the most significant hurdle they've faced. And not the calls.
Breergate.
Yeah.
I shouldn't call it Breergate, but yeah, you know.
More
what I mean.
The Gerard Mayo coming on here, sitting right in this area and saying, never happened. You sure about that? Or did you ask somebody and they said it never happened and you're kind of secondhand never happened? Because if you go all in, and now you're kind of calling people out,
right,
who have good sources,
yeah,
they might be able to say, according to six sources, you called this team, this guy. We can detail it if you need us to. We were kind of vague the first time if you call us out. So it's an interesting story. I know I'm being a little overdramatic here, but these things happen when you have power structures, losing seasons, quarterbacks, and alliances. And I just... this is the first time I'm a little curious as how this plays out.
A little shooketh.
Not shooketh. He was shooketh.
He was a little shooketh.
He
yeah.
was shooketh.
Yeah.
And the fact that he was shooketh, I find interesting.
Mm-hmm. All right. Very good. Well, time for odds and ends. I hate to quote Ricky from Trailer Park Boys.
Shut up.
I hate to say I told us so, but I told us so. That Tyson fight was a joke. We'll get to that in odds and ends next. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.